Flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, make sure you check on your boys. Dude, lives matter. Testicles, one, two, testicles. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Paranoid Radio Podcast. I am Trebles Garcia, the humble host of this amazing adventure. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Don't forget to drop a 5-star rating on the podcast. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Ladies and gentlemen, check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. Cop up some of the t-shirts. You can also find us and watch the most impressive and the most unedited, unfiltered, and unbothered episodes. You can also listen absolutely for free. And now, for the people that are also on Spotify, you can also drop 5-star reviews on Spotify. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't miss out on any moments or any seconds. If you guys are enjoying the show on Spotify, please drop a 5-star review on Spotify. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have an amazing episode lined up for you guys. Again, as always, a lot of people look forward for these. I have the fucking destroyer of fantasies, business owner, father, husband, patriot, Flash or Flash underscore News One, my deep state correspondent. How's it going, bro?
What's up, guys? How we doing, brother? Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, dog. Good to see you.
A lot to get into today, man. A lot to get into.
This episode follows up the big episode I had last night with Tank, and we're having fucking amazing production value now, and amazing people looking at us, an amazing amount of people. Matt, shout out to the people in Ireland again. We're growing our fan base in Ireland. I don't know how the fuck this is happening in Ireland. That's dope. You guys are fucking amazing. So if you guys are there again, I'm gonna remind you again, guys in Ireland, for the first five people that DM us on Instagram at Paranoid Radio. Not Paranoid, you need to put D nothing, Paranoid Radio. You'll see the logo. Drop a fucking comment on a DM. Hit me up on the DM and say, just put fucking Ireland lives. And I know it's you. The first five people that drop any type of information on DM, I'll send you guys a care package in next month. Again, Flash, how's it going, bro? Where can people find you, big dog?
Yeah, man, over on Instagram, Flashy_News1. Backup is Flashy_NewsX. Elon Musk's also have True Social, Flashy_Truths.
That's right. And you can also find him on the Drop That Menu on ParanoidRadio.com. He is one of the hosts now. His picture is right up there with the big three. All right,
big
Flash,
homies.
What the fuck is going on? Too big to rig.
That's my thing. Too big to rig. This is our siren call now. We need to get this into our psyches that it is too big to rig. Why? Because we can create our own reality. We all know that that's not a conspiracy theory anymore. When you have enough of the collective conscious of the world, of the country, all with one goal, one sight in mind, it can happen. And we are already seeing it happen. Too big to rig. That's just not a catchphrase, right? Yeah. Just like nothing can stop what's coming is not a catchphrase. These are actual reality. That's why we are giving hope through logic, not hopium. Hopium is when you give hope through conspiracy theories and your feelings.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how I feel. I'm telling you all what we see every day. Of course, I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm also logical. I'm also, I base my theories on logic and not magic, right? We don't go crazy with the conspiracy theories here. We give you facts, data, polling information, what we see every day. And now an even bigger thing, a huge sign, right? Trump went to Wildwood in New Jersey, right? 100,000 people showed up to a beach in New Jersey. You know the traffic that it would fucking take to get there? These people left the night before just to get there to see this man speak in a deep blue state of New Jersey.
100,000 people.
The most people ever at a political rally that has been recorded in recent history. I don't even think FDR didn't break it, even after the wars. None of it, bro. And it was just a regular fucking Tuesday in New Jersey, whatever it was. You know, it wasn't like a big thing or anything. It months and months away from the election. So what are these people doing? These people, and you know, a lot of those people probably wouldn't never even voted before, probably hated Trump. But you know what? They see what's happening. They see that this movement is based on truth and patriotism. And, you know, we hate what's happening to our country, but we have love in our heart. Okay, so our hate comes from love. Their hate comes from hate. They just hate. They hate our country. They hate Donald Trump. They hate patriotism. They hate all these things, right? We hate aspects of the deep state, but that's because we love our country, right? And when you have love in your heart, it is so much harder to be manipulated. When you have this hate in your heart, they use that to manipulate you. You're so more susceptible to accepting lies, to accepting propaganda. Trump's a Russian spy. He peed on hookers. All of these deep rabbit holes are all based on hate. And now with this whole Palestine and Israel thing, it's the same thing. These people don't give a shit about Palestine. They don't give a shit about Israel. They just want to hate, right? They hate white people. They hate people that have a little bit more than other people. Yeah. That's what this is about. It's a Marxist revolution. That's why I'm not getting into that whole bullshit with, oh my God, Israel, Zionism, and all that. We all know the information. But what is it getting us? What is this getting us?
I've mentioned this to a lot of young people that don't listen to the show, but they follow the website. I mean the Instagram account. And one of them was actually a very tight. She used to be my little sister. I raised her. I pulled out of her foster system when I was with her sister. And you know, we always, you know, I influenced a lot of her life. And I'm 33 years old now, and she's about 24, I believe. I don't know how old she is now. And the girl is at campuses. She never laid a foot in these campuses for studying purposes or going to school or even partying for that matter. She only stepped on this campus just to go scream Free Palestine. But no, there's no motive. Like, there's no, she's only doing it because her people or her peers and the people around her thought, oh, but lives matter. There's people dying here every day. And if you want to make a fucking change, I know, I just learned this right now. I learned this a couple years ago when I started this fucking show. If you really want to make a fucking change, you start locally. You start in your own house. You start with your own life. You start with your own kids. And then you move it to the civil center, to the civic center, which you start with your own hood. That's how you really make a difference. You're not going to make a difference here in Palestine, bro. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. But I hear you, loud and clear.
It's also ridiculous. But, you know, and it's just waking a lot of people up. Already parents are already pulling their kids out of schools. They're already, donations are already stopping to these institutions. And listen, we've all been screaming about this, that all of these colleges were like this, that they were teaching this anti-white hate for years, right? 8, 9, 10, even probably even longer than that. Nobody gave a shit because it was just anti-white. Now that the focus is on Jews, oh my God, it's the end of the world. We got to shut it all down. We got to pass laws about banning speech and all this stuff. So show me who I can't criticize and I'll tell you who's in charge, right?
I think it's illegal to talk about Christianism. Yeah, because I guess Christianism are anti-Semitic. And
bro, it's crazy.
Is that real, bro? Is this real?
Yeah. Dude? So they passed the law. The House passed the law that will restrict people bringing judgment against Israel, saying that the Jews were responsible in Jesus Christ's death is now considered anti-Semitic, even though
that's true, though. That's biblical.
The Jews used the Romans to do it, but it was the Jews that did it, right? And then the Jewish faith, I have nothing against Jewish people. That's
me neither. I mean, goddamn, but
make
shit.
This distinction, though, we have to make this distinction because we're turning into their side where we lump everybody, all of MAGA is racist. All white people are oppressors. Now we're saying all Jews are bad. All Zionists are bad. It's the same mantra, right? It's the same propaganda, and we're getting caught up in that. So no, we're gonna separate that, right? There are some great Jewish people, some great Zionists. We're not saying that, right? But Jewish faith teaches that Jesus was just a dude, that he wasn't anybody special. He didn't do anything great. You know what I mean? So now they want to try to restrict the speech of Americans to go after Israel's government. Which is crazy because, you know, saying George Soros is a globalist that wants to take over the world, that would be considered anti-Semitic now because George Soros is
supposedly Jewish, right? But he is trying to take over the fucking world.
Right. And this was the whole point of this, though, right? This was the point of the protest, was because of the backlash that it was going to get from the right, from our side. Now, our side is the one screaming to restrict free speech, to restrict the First Amendment, the assembling, all of this stuff is kind of coming from our side when we were the components of free speech. you know, absolutist. No matter what you want to say, you should be able to say it. Now, all of a sudden, we're getting lumped into this, and that's the backlash that they want, because if they can restrict that, then we can't talk about George Soros. We can't talk about all the things that we're seeing. And funny enough, George Soros is the one who's funding the protests. So, you know, this is all mastermind stuff, right? But
if
it just goes to show how much they are losing control, you know, and people are waking
up. I have to ask this question before we jump onto the next topic, because it's very important. In those 100,000 people, there's a lot of Latino people that were there blogging and taking like interviews and asking people and stuff. And there was one specific chick that she was naturalized here. She became a permanent resident, like my wife is. And then and she started asking people there, why is it that she got her ballot in the mail when she's just a permanent resident, specifically in the East Coast blue states? Mm. Is this true, bro? Is it true that illegals, or at least non-citizens, can vote this year?
In local elections, for sure, they can. They just passed a law in New York that would allow them to do that. The thing is that they're getting IDs now, right? So now in a lot of states, once you get an ID, you automatically get registered to vote. That's just a law that they passed. Now, it's actually kind of backfiring, though, because the younger generation is coming to our side. So when they go register for a driver's license at 18, they're automatically getting registered to vote. Little do they know, they're going to fucking vote for Donald Trump.
Bam! So
there's a balance here, right? So why it's too big to rig, though, why we're saying that is because no matter what, there's just not going to be enough votes to steal, because there are only so many registered voters in the country. There are only so many of age voters in the country, and we have that information. We have the census information, who's over 18, how many people are registered to vote. We have all that information. So what happened in 2020 was that it was like almost like an 80% voter rate, which is unheard of. That 80% of the people that were registered. Vote actually voted, which is fucking absurd. That's how you know they stole it. They used people that weren't voting. They used that information, right?
Uh-huh.
So they used COVID, all that propaganda, to keep it close, right? Just to keep it close enough to steal. Because if it's close, they can steal it. They can flip votes, this and that. And if we remember in 2020, there was only two people on the ballot. There was no third party candidate. You know, there was like a joke one that like nobody voted for or whatever. But so now we fast forward. This is why it's too big to rig, and we're in a much different place. There's not going to be mass mail-in voting. There's not going to be any of that. A lot of the swing states actually changed their laws for the mass mail-in voting. Georgia just passed a really good voter security law that's going to make sure that we do the voter signature verifications. That's not what they did in 2020, and that got passed. So a lot of these things got cleaned up, right? There's always going to be little things here and there. But the biggest thing that we can do is make it too big to rig. Because if it's too big to rig, there's not enough votes to steal. Now you have RFK also on the ticket, right? He's going to be siphoning 10, 20%. Doesn't matter if he takes it from Trump or from Biden. It's going to make it almost impossible to flip it with the machines. Because there's just going to be too many voting, too many people voting. You know, you're going to take, it's going to look so obvious if you take votes from RFK and from Trump and try to do all of these things, right? So that's why they're in the position they're in. They're panicking. They're trying to throw Trump in jail. They're trying to do this. They're trying, you know what I mean? So if they were confident they could steal it, they wouldn't be doing all of these things. That's why it's too big to rig. And we see 100,000 people showing up in New Jersey. That's not Alabama. That's not Mississippi. That's not, you know, Trump country. That's fucking New Jersey, bro.
Like, fuck, you know, dude. I mean? And we in see their the same own thing backyard, happening. Bro. In their own fucking backyard. Happens here in LA,
bro. It's unheard of. It's unheard of, bro.
Yeah.
And California is right there too. You know what I mean? California's right on the verge too. It's just that so much voter fraud goes on in California. It's such a big state. It's hard. You know, so really what it comes down to though is that we don't even have to worry about states like California. Let them be blue. States like New York, let them be blue. It's five or six states in the swing states. That's what this is going to come down to. Arizona, Wisconsin, those, right? That's it. That's really it. So if we can just wait and see now in Arizona. Oh, so let's get into what happened in Georgia with the voter fraud information that just came out. So Georgia is still fighting the 2020 election fraud because more shit keeps coming out about the election, right? More
affidavits,
all this stuff. So now, finally, the Republicans in Georgia got a little balls and they had a little congressional meeting, and they did an investigation where they actually interviewed some of the people that were working with the ballot scanning and counting the ballots and all this. They found out that over 6,000 ballots were scanned twice, right? So that's 12,000 votes right there. Now, if we remember, Joe Biden only won by 11,000 votes in Georgia. That's it. 11,000 votes. That's how much he won by. So that right there is enough to steal if you're double counting ballots, right? That they couldn't find 300,000 ballot images from the voting day. Because when you vote, they scan your image into the computer and then they pretty much throw out the ballot. So all of that is 300,000 ballots gone, missing, right? Now, Rudy Giuliani was big on this. He was the one who was a lawyer for Donald Trump. He knows all this information. He looked at everything. He was the one fighting all of this shit when it was going on in 2020. And he has a radio show, right? He has a radio show every day at 3 o'clock on 7:10 a.m. And he'd been had that for like years and years and years. You know what I mean? So, and he's been always taught, he stays on it. The stolen election, he gives the proof, he gives the thing. So he just got fired from his radio station, Rudy Giuliani, one of the greatest mayors of all time, right? Now, this was a couple days ago. And the reason for his firing was because he continued talking about the stolen election. And I guess that's not allowed on ABC News radio, which is fucking insane. But what's interesting is that they hadn't fired him this whole time. He'd been talking about it since 2020, right? But the moment the Georgia information came out that all these ballots were double scanned, that the 300 ballots were missing, all of this stuff, they literally fired him and canceled his radio station the same day the information in Georgia came out. Holy fuck. Because they knew he was going to go on the radio and say, look, I was right. Bing, bong, bing, bong, boom. And they can't have that. So they just
It'll be a trickle effect.
Bro, like, if you want to talk about validation, they fired Rudy Giuliani the same day this information came out because they don't want that information going anywhere.
There's no coincidences.
There are absolutely no coincidences, bro.
Yeah.
But this is just showing you that they're panicking. Now, the Georgia Republicans, because of the public opinion, because of this information that are coming out, are starting to do the right thing because now they don't have a choice. This is why I always talk about public opinion, right? Because it's so important to put that pressure on our elected officials. If there's no pressure on them, they ain't got to do shit. They could just continue doing whatever the fuck they're doing, keeping it us really distracted shifts. With fucking trans rights and all this other shit. Meanwhile, this is the fucking sauce. This is the egg that needs to be cracked, right? The 2020 election, we all know that. And that's why they're literally not allowing people to even talk about it. That's crazy. Show me what I can't talk about and I'll show you the truth. That's what it is.
Yo, this is going to have a global impact, bro. Not just here in the United States of America, because if the United States, the pinnacle, the epicenter of democracy shows that they could have had a stolen election, it will trickle down, bro. It's going to be felt worldwide on a global scale. And also, what's also being heard worldwide on a global scale is the hush money trial. Exposing liars in New York, bro. Give me that sauce.
Oh, this shit just got blown wide open. Yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee and Jim Jordan held an oversight hearing. Uh-huh. They brought in witnesses. Michael Cohen, who is the main witness for the whole hush money case, that the whole case is relying on Michael Cohen's testimony, a convicted liar, already went to jail for perjuring and lying under oath, already went to jail for lying to Congress. This is the guy they're relying on, right? So now, finally, some of the Republicans in Congress are getting balls. Why? Because the public opinion is starting to shift, right? Everyone understands how ridiculous these cases are. So now they brought in Michael Cohen's old lawyer, right? This guy named Colangelo. A couple other lawyers to discuss this whole case. Now, Colangelo was Michael Cohen's lawyer when this was all going down in 2017, 2018. So he has insider information. And Michael Cohen canceled his lawyer confidentiality agreement with Colangelo. So this is why he was allowed to speak about things that Michael Cohen said. Now, he said, Michael Cohen said, right before he got arrested for all this shit, and he was trying to flip on Trump. Now, his lawyer said, listen, if you've got anything on Trump, now is the time to tell me so that we can tell the FBI so we can not make you go to jail. Michael Cohen sat there and said, I swear to God, I don't have anything on Donald Trump. If I had anything on him, I'd tell you. He's like, I don't want to go to jail. This guy was ready to kill himself, ready to commit suicide because he was so scared to go to jail. So his lawyer is saying, if that was true, wouldn't you just give up Donald Trump? If you're so scared to go to jail, you have to kill yourself. All you would have to do is just say what you know about Trump. He didn't have anything. There was nothing there, right? Mm-hmm. So fast forward, this is the main witness that they're using. Someone that has been lying, convicted of lying, all this. Uh-huh. Now they put this guy in the stand. He's up there lying his ass off about Donald Trump, about this hush money payment. Supposedly Trump had sex with this porn star back in 2009. And right before the 2016 election, it came up and then he paid it to go away. Even if that's true, that shit happens all the time in politics.
Word.
You kill, it's called catch and kill, right? What did Hunter Biden and Joe Biden do with the Hunter Biden laptop? Oh, it's okay because they use the government to actually do it. The 51 intelligence officers that they use to go and pressure Twitter, pressure Facebook to take down the story right before the election.
And that's public knowledge. We're not conspiracy theorizing here. That's facts.
They're saying that what Trump did was election interference because he didn't allow that story to get to the public before the election, before voters voted. But it's not election interference when Joe Biden does it for his son. Are you fucking kidding me?
I told you this. Keep that same energy. Remember on the Death 2 podcast, we told you, keep that same energy. You cannot pick and choose what you think is right and what's wrong. You came at him with all the sauce. Now you're going to get all the sauce, son. Get it.
That boomerang is coming, bro. And now people that hate Trump are on CNN saying, this is crazy. Like, listen, I don't like Trump, but what they're doing here is crazy. And this is going to get, no matter what, even if you get found guilty, it's going to get overturned in appeals just because of the way that they're even conducting this whole thing with the judge. We went over that. Judge Merchan, his daughter, amazing, all this money, right? It's all so crazy. But they don't care about that. All they want is to smear Donald Trump's name right before the election, right? They don't care if it gets overturned, because if they get the conviction, it's not going to get overturned until after the election. So then they can run around and say, the convicted felon, Donald Trump, the convicted felon, Donald Trump. It's all so ridiculous, and it's all backfiring. And even this is why they...
Even if Donald Trump gets put in jail, which he won't, but even if he does get put in jail, Doug, do you know how big the amount of the red wave will grow on every state level? He will have everybody united. The one thing you don't want to do is unite these races and classes and peoples and sexes and colors and... No, one thing you don't want to do, if you put this motherfucker in jail, dog, you will unite the entire fucking country on every level, dog. There's going to be a bridge from Hawaii to California of human bodies just crossing that fucking sea, dog, to get to jail, to get this guy out of there. Absolutely,
that's right,
bro.
They indict, we unite. They indict, we unite. That's just how it's been. That's exactly what's happened, bro, this whole time. Yeah. You know what I mean? And this is why the PSYOPs are running dry, because the foundation of the PSYOP was that Trump is a threat. Trump is a Russian spy. This is all this stuff. And they did that so they can justify their treason, because if they can convince enough people that Trump was a Russian spy and that whatever, then it gives them the power to do what they did. Right. But that's what they're losing. They lost that narrative completely. We all know who the threat to democracy is. It's the people that are destroying it right in front of our eyes. Right. Mm-hmm. All for an excuse to take down one man. They're willing to burn all of it down. But this is why I also think a lot of this is fucking fear porn, right? This, what are they going to do if Trump wins? Oh, the UN's going to come and they're going to start rioting and they're going to take out, they're going to throw us all this crazy shit, right? There's no proof to any of that. It's a lot of talk, right? They said the same thing when Donald Trump won in 2016. The same exact shit was going to happen. The whole country was going to fall apart. World War III was going to start. North Korea was going to start bombing us. All of
this happening
shit
now.
To scare people, right? Exactly. To scare people to not voting for Donald Trump, because they want to convince us that voting for Donald Trump would mean more chaos, that it would be so crazy because of the things that we're going to do to him and you guys for doing it, that we should just not do it, move on, just let's just get back to normal, let's get back to the adults in charge, right? All that shit, because that's really all they have. If you don't have the public opinion, there's really not much you can do, because were using the people to attack us. You know, they use the media, they convinced the people that we were the threat, but literally 4 years of Biden, you can't deny who's the threat anymore.
No.
Now people are feeling it in their wallets. People are feeling it in the schools that they're sending their kids to. People are turning on the TV. They see their fucking kid with blue hair screaming death to Israel. Like, yo, this is where we're at now.
Yo, and the only I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I live in a very, very, very deep blue state. California is one of the bluest states for a very long time. One of the most corrupt, if you ask me. Newsom is one of his biggest pieces of shit of all life. Let me tell you something, dog. This motherfucker... Like I live here, bro, and I'm Latino, dude. I live in Huntington Park, bro. That's South LA, dog. Like, I live borderline ghetto, bro. Like, I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I'm telling you something right now. I haven't met a person in the hood that talks positive about Joe Biden in any sense. No one. I don't know how he has. Where are his supporters? I don't see
them. 81 million 81 million votes?
Dude, I'm still shocked. I thought I was the only Trumper here. There's a lot of us now. And I'm like, yo, where are the blue guys at? Where is everybody at? Where's everybody at?
Hiding. Y'all owe me gas money. Where you at? For real.
Yo, talking about gas money, the final statements of this show, bro. Who's trying to get killed? What president had an attempt on his life?
So the Slovakian prime minister, who is a hardcore populist, pretty much the Donald Trump of Slovakia, just came out against the World Economic Forum, just opened an investigations into the mRNA vaccines and the death being caused by it, just announced that he will not be accepting any more refugees or migrants into Slovakia. So all of a sudden, right, this was the last couple of weeks, he made all of those announcements. Now, yesterday, a man walked up to him, shot him, bing, bong, bong, three times. He's fighting for his life in the hospital right now. But now we're in the assassination season, right? Because we remember a couple of years ago, they got the South Korea guy, right? They got Abe, Donald Trump's best friend. They killed his ass. So this is where we're at. This is how much they are panicking, right? Now, this why they did this, though, is that hopefully they were going to scare the other presidents and other prime ministers into falling into line. So this is why
what
they
shoot one. Is this what they're this is how they're reacting? Are they getting what they're
doing? No, I mean, that's the thing. They underestimate the power of patriotism. What this is going to do is just do the exact opposite. It's going to strengthen the resolve of the resistance of the movement. That's just what's going to happen. Because let's say if this guy dies, the prime minister, whoever takes his place, is going to be equally as right wing, equally go hard. And now this is giving just proof of how scared these people are. You're going to assassinate
the
fucking president?
They can't just plant the next person there to be blue, for example, to be a fucking lib.
See, that's the thing. They could, but now is that everything's been exposed. All of these people have been exposed, especially in that country, of the people that were holding hands with the World Economic Forum. See, that's why, like, you can tell all these people this whole thing, but now that the public actually sees it, right, they can't just sneak another guy in there because the public's aware. That's
you
the
know
whole
who
thing
did
about
the same thing a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago? Bukele from El Salvador. He pulled out, he pulled in everybody. He made it public. He pulled in everybody. He put an emergency broadcast. He pulled everybody. He had lawyers. He had cops. He had representatives. And he has his own team under investigation, including himself. He put everybody on blast. He goes, they're not – everybody that has sat in this chair, he said, everybody that has sat in this chair has been known to steal and be surrounded to steal and be surrounded by people that steal. He goes, I'm not going to go down like that. Anybody else but me. And no one in my circle – will be known to be connected to anybody else that's stealing out of the country. Everybody investigation, regardless if you're a friend or not, everyone. I was like, whoa, that's hard.
That's how we do this, bro. That's how we do this. And same thing in Argentina. Same thing in Argentina, that he's doing the same fucking shit. He just turned around Argentina in a couple years. Their inflation went down. Their dollar's skyrocketing. They cut all the bullshit out of their government. So this is possible, yo. And these countries are showing us, right? And this is the blueprint, right? So now when Donald Trump gets back in and does the same shit, people are going to be like, oh, my God. And we're going to be like, no, look at El Salvador. It worked. Their murder rate dropped 90%. Businesses are coming there to invest. The tourism is coming back. So now we have other countries to point to say, look, these policies work. Look, those policies don't. Look at France. Look at London. Completely overrun by migrants. You know, it doesn't even look like London anymore. People don't even speak their own language anymore. You can't even go there and talk to people because everyone speaks a different language. There's no cohesive community at all, right? These big, big, beautiful cities are being destroyed. And now we can point to say, look, do you want that for your country or do you want this for your country? And unfortunately, we had to go through 4 years of the growing pains to slap everybody awake to make them realize what's going on.
Ending statements, bro. I have to be honest with you, dog. I don't think the amount of first world cities, London, New York, dog, a staple in the fucking world, bro. One of the first fucking skylines in the fucking planet. You know, it's the Big Apple, dog. Argentina, big economic fucking countries that have huge influence around the world in every level. I don't think, dog, that these cities have been destroyed from the inside out the way you said with migrants and crime and different languages. I don't think these places are being destroyed because of, like, accident. This is a direct attack from the elites. And I don't get it. I don't get it. It can't be money moving them, bro. It's not money. This can't be money. Money's printed. It can't be the only source of your to destroy New York. What is it?
You know what? Like, I think it's a lot of it is punishment. We are being punished for voting for Donald Trump in 2016. We are being punished for awakening. We are being punished for knowing that they're lying. We are being punished for telling the truth. That's just how I see it. Because the more the Great Awakening takes place, the crazier shit gets. The more people wake up, the more shit they hit us with. I really feel like this is a punishment. to humanity for not accepting the devil's wishes, which is, you know, being used by the elites. That's just what it is to me, you know? And it's, if we don't accept it, they're going to hit us over the head with it. But like, we go back to the timeline stuff and Project Looking Glass, right? Mm-hmm. Every time someone looked into that machine, the same end result took place. The people rose up and took back their countries, no matter what they did, no matter what they threw at us. And that's why they're really panicking. That's why they're hitting us with viruses. They're hitting us with all this shit. The bird flu is coming, all of this, right? Mm-hmm. That's why the best thing you can do for yourself is to be healthy, get your shit right, and be prepared that for anything that's coming, they're going to hit us with everything. Blue beam, a fucking alien invasion. It's all on the table. Now,
it's like you say in the beginning of your solo shows, this year, they're bringing everything in their fucking pockets and inside their arsenal.
We're seeing it. You ain't got to believe me. We're seeing it right now. And now Biden just accepted to debate Donald Trump, which I thought was interesting. And one in June and one in September. So I don't know. Are they going to pull Biden before that? And he's not even going to make the debate stage. June's coming up quick. You know, that's only next month. So I'm interested to see where they're going to go with this. Yeah. There might be a huge distraction coming. Yeah. Yeah. Really crazy, be huge. Bro. But I mean, right now we are in the driver's seat of our destiny. We are in the position that we wanted to be in 2020, that we wanted to be, but we never were, right? Because now we have the public opinion. Look at Trump's polls. Look at all the popularity that he is. He's way more popular than 2016, twice as more popular as 2020. The rallies are three times as big. People are pissed, right? And then when Americans are pissed off, shit changes. That's just how it works, right? Mm. And that's where we are now. We are reaching that precipice of destruction or saving ourselves. That's it. And like I always say, Donald Trump is not our savior. He's our bullhorn. But his policies will put us in the best position to save ourselves. And that can't be denied after 4 years of Biden.
Word. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Flash_News1. And make sure you check him out at PerdoRadio.com. And also add him, follow him, and drop some fucking comments on his reels. He's on fire. I kind of passed you, but you're about to go past that shit. We're about almost at 21,000 followers each, and we're pushing each other up. Make sure you follow him, ladies and gentlemen. Get that fresh comment in there, and make sure you ask him questions and drop some bombs of knowledge on him too, and ask him what else he thinks. Get engaged. This is the only way that you're going to be able to get information and then pass the information to another person that needs to get engaged as well. That's the way. And don't forget, drop a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. It allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. And guys, get us a fucking sponsor. Spread the fucking word. You do the job for us. Let's go. Peace out, bro. Have a good one, dog. Yeah. Thank you.
Let's go.
Paranoid Radio.